Well, VB have announced they're not going to keep sponsoring the Australian cricket team. That VB logo's become synonymous with it, plastered all over the uniform and across the merchandise, exposing children and young people to the brand. So, many public health advocates have expressed shock at learning Cricket Australia looks like replacing VB with another alcohol brand. Michael Thorne from the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, that must concern you, mate.
Bill, it does. We've been at loggerheads with Cricket Australia for some time now. We've even taken the step to ask them to join with us and other public health organisations to lobby the federal government to set up an alcohol advertising replacement fund so that if these elite sports give up their alcohol sponsors, that there's someone else who can step into the breach.
And what was their response, mate?
Well, it was an unequivocal no, we won't
really?
Support you.
And yet so they're supposed to be into health.
Well, I think they're just big businesses, Bill. They're not really about the community at all.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? The sponsorship does work for the brands because, after all, that's why they spend millions on it, eh?
Look, sponsorship of big sport, be it football, you know, one of the football codes or cricket, is it's really a Trojan horse. It's designed to get people in to that brand that's backing that particular sport. They spend, you know, depending on the sport, they can spend millions of dollars. Reportedly, the deal with Cricket Australia was in excess of $50 million over a five-year period. But it's not just about trying to, you know, get people to drink more VB, in this case, during a one-day match. This is about just trying to associate the brand with these elite athletes and with the game itself, and really entice young people and other supporters.
That's it, isn't it? Because it gets around the ban on advertising booze in kids' times, doesn't it?
Well, we have this really unfortunate situation in Australia where alcohol is not supposed to be advertised before 8:30 p.m. In the evening, unless it's associated with a sports match.
So would you say that's kind of grooming kids?
There's no doubt that sponsorship of elite sports is a form of grooming. That's why they do it.
I'm talking with Michael Thorne from the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education. Michael, it's not a very dignified look to have the captain of our team standing at the crease with a great booze ad across his chest, is it?
It's not a great look, and I think that most Australians find it it's pretty off too. And some of our politicians have started to speak up, you know, notably Mike Baird when he was Premier. In New South Wales. And I see over the weekend that the New South Wales Health Minister has also expressed a view that he hopes that Cricket Australia won't go with another beer brand to replace VB.
So what would you urge Cricket Australia to do, mate? Ditch the booze companies altogether?
Ditch the booze companies and the gambling companies. There are plenty of other big Australian brands who would be more than happy to be sponsors of the Australian cricket team.
God bless you, mate, and let's hope it works. Let's hope it works.
Thank you.